Here's your morning brief for Friday, June 10th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. The U.S. House Select Committee investigating the January 6, 2021 attack on the Capitol began to publicly lay out its case against former President Donald Trump. In the televised hearing, GOP Congresswoman Liz Cheney, who is the panel's vice chairman, sought to connect the dots between actions taken by Trump and his campaign and the mob that stormed the Capitol. Trump's backers, including most Republican lawmakers, said the committee's approach miscasts the day's events, and they rejected the hearings as a political ploy by Democrats. Trump has denied any responsibility or wrongdoing related to the attack. The Biden administration today plans to sign a non-binding migration agreement with Latin American nations at the Summit of the Americas in Los Angeles. The goal of the agreement on the part of the U.S. and other large countries is to have more Western Hemisphere countries accept migrants either temporarily or permanently to help share the burden. The pact would also call on Latin American countries to build up their own asylum systems, create more work visas, and step up their own border enforcement. Cancer researchers and drug makers are starting to broaden the benefits of immunotherapies by focusing on patient or tumor characteristics to help better predict who might respond to the powerful treatments. Immunotherapies typically tend to work in a fraction of patients, but researchers are looking at ways to potentially improve treatment options and avenues for future research. Markets in Asia ended mostly down, and European shares fell in early trading. U.S. stock futures wavered a day after a sharp sell-off on Wall Street, and investors will be watching U.S. consumer inflation figures due out this morning. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.